It's a problem that affects nearly 52% of men, but some help could be on the way from Silicon Valley. Hear how a brand new startup is looking to put the function back in erectile dysfunction. And later, is it impossible to just get a normal burger at a restaurant nowadays? Is that really too much to ask? We'll talk with one frustrated father to find out. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. And if anyone says it isn't, then that person isn't me, so don't stay with him.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Well, it can be a sensitive subject for many men, but there may be some good news today for those with ED. A brand new startup called Inuus is hoping to help those suffering from erectile dysfunction by sending a ripped, virile man directly to your doorstep to bang your spouse or partner. Here's CEO Dennis Whitaker touting the product's service at a recent rollout to investors.
Just open the app on your phones, type in your address, and boom. The next day, you'll receive a discreet, unmarked 7x7-foot tall box with a 100% medically certified, thick-haired sex god inside, ready to bang out your partner.
Joining us here is OPR senior tech reporter Alan Potts. Hi, Alan.
Hello, Leslie.
So, Alan, what's the thought process behind this new app?
Well, the idea is that traditional ED treatments make you feel shame over your inadequacies and never result in your partner actually feeling sexually satisfied. But with Inuus, no one has to know that you've essentially become neutered and can no longer provide your partner sexual gratification.
Right, but how do you know the sex god showing up at your doorstep will actually satisfy your partner?
Each Inuus hunk is carefully reviewed at the company's San Francisco warehouse, so they can guarantee the proper level of virility, thrust speed, penis length, and girth. You can also, for a minimal price, request attributes for them, like making sure that the man's penis is uncircumcised or that he has visible cum gutters. They want to make sure that the box they're sending to your doorstep is right for you.
Now, what if your partner doesn't get aroused by a chiseled body or a traditionally attractive man?
Well, they have a solution for that, too. You can go on downgrade mode if you want, and Inuus will make sure you have plenty of doughy options to choose from. Whether that's a 5'6" male with a bad haircut and uneven balls, or a sad sack who stays home playing video games and is awful to you for no reason at all. They have an option no matter what your partner is into.
Interesting. And people are seeming to like this new app?
Indeed. It already has 500,000 users, and I must say, I am one of those users.
Really? Well, what was your experience like?
Well, at first I was nervous, but when I saw that professional weightlifter from Serbia burst out of the box and screw my wife while calling me a calcium-deficient impotent baby, it was all worth it.
That's great to hear, Alan. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Leslie.
That's OPR's Alan Potts. We'll be back in a moment.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
It'll be a cold day in hell before I run out of news to share with you. And right now, it's a swelter. Here's what else you need to know today. We're just one day away from the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden, and following the riots at the Capitol, extra safety precautions are being taken ahead of the event. The Washington, D.C. Police Department announced today that they plan to preemptively deploy as many as 3 police officers to Capitol Hill ahead of Inauguration Day. Good to hear they're going above and beyond. The extra security may not be totally necessary, however, as sources today are confirming that a number of reluctant Democratic leaders are still on the fence as to whether or not they should reveal that Joe Biden died of a heart attack 6 days ago. It will be interesting to see how this plays out. And finally, The Nation today was forced to once again make it abundantly clear to Drake that they'll get around to looking at his new haircut once things are a little less hectic. Sorry, Drake, but I think I speak for all Americans when I say that this just isn't at the top of our priorities now, but we'll all be sure to openly mock it, hopefully sometime later this month. And that's it for the topical today. I'm Leslie Price. Don't forget to join us tomorrow for a look on the alarming trend of increased censorship in America. Could it be we'll take a to out? And don't forget to like and subscribe to the wherever you get your. Otherwise, I'm going to fucking murder you, you piece of shit. We'll see you tomorrow.